Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Brad, it's Josh. Josh may or may not be on the phone, I don't know, but he's got stuff to handle. But we're ready to get into this thing. We got some news. We got the Rams selling the future for today. We got Emmanuel Sanders back full at practice, which is thank goodness because he plays on Thursday night, which we're going to talk about a little bit later too. Josh, how you doing?
Man, I'm good. I'm stoked. All these trades happened. There was big news happening right before we recorded. So I'm really excited about this show, man. It's going to be good.
So, yeah, let's just start off with the news. You want to start with Jalen Ramsey? Or do you want to start with Marcus Peters? Akeem Talib going to IR?
So I guess we'll start at the beginning and then work our way to the present. So okay. Akeem Talib was first.
Yes.
So he went to the IR with rib injury. They said that he could be back in time for the playoffs.
Got nothing on me. Oh, my thingy still hurts.
Oh, the bravery, the perseverance. You're an American hero.
Yeah, so he could be back in time for the playoffs. So after that, there was kind of like this chain reaction, right? So and then they realized that Marcus Peters is not a good corner. So they traded him to the Ravens.
I don't know if he's a bad corner. He just sells out for interceptions.
Yeah, so he's not a great corner. So they traded him to the Ravens for a fifth-round pick and a throwaway linebacker that they didn't really care about. And then so the speculation started running wild right after that. Immediately it was like, okay, so what's going to happen? What are the Rams going to do? They're like, Jalen Ramsey thing's got to happen, right? Well, it did immediately. They went out. They got an offensive lineman to fix their offensive lineman, and then they went out and got Jalen Ramsey. So they gave up two first rounders. So this year's are the 2020, 2021st, and a 2021st fourth rounder. So now they will go 5 years in a row without a first round draft pick.
Yeah, sell the future.
So
they did go get an offensive lineman as well. I don't know how much that fixes the offensive line problem, because that offensive line is not what it was the past couple seasons. Don't mind the shaking in the background. It's no big deal. But this week, let's just talk about it for this week and this week only for the Rams. The Rams take on Atlanta. Is this a huge downgrade for Julio Jones?
Absolutely. I mean,
Do you think Jalen Ramsey plays?
Yeah, I think he'll play. He's been healthy enough to play whole time in Jacksonville. He just didn't want to.
No, his back. Yeah. His back.
Sure. Yeah, from carrying that defense probably. No, I think he's going to play, and I think he's going to play well. I expect him to shadow Julio Jones and for Julio Jones to have a very bad game.
Okay. And then on the other side with Baltimore, they have Seattle. Is this doing anything for Tyler Lockett or DK Metcalf with Marcus Peters going over there and helping? I mean, the Ravens' DBs are beat up and banged up. It is an improvement for them.
I think it helps them out quite a bit. Tyler Lockett is still kind of – so we thought that he was going to be in that primary role. He still plays out of the slot quite a bit, and that's not necessarily what Marcus Peters does. So I'm not too concerned.
Downgrade DK Metcalf, though?
Yeah, I mean, DK probably wasn't going to start anyway, but yeah, of course.
Well, there are four teams on a bye this week: Carolina, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Tampa Bay. So you're losing Odell Beckham, Juju Smith, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans,
yeah,
Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore. You're losing a lot of receivers this week. You might have been wanting to go DK Metcalf this week.
It's quite possible, and I definitely wouldn't start DK Metcalf this week.
And the Jets are playing New England, so all those good Jets receivers that you wanted to pick off waivers, you ain't starting any of them this week.
You can probably start Jamison Crowder in PPR.
I don't know. I think New England's going to make an example of this defense on a Monday night.
It's Monday night?
Yeah. Poor Sam Darnold. Welcome back. He's going to go make out with some randos down at the clubs in New York. Ugh.
You just defeated Mono, and now you got New England Patriots. Good for you, bud.
Who was upset because they gave up their first touchdown catch to Golden Tate, who showboated the whole time about doing it. So they're going to be happy.
In relatable news, they're also not going to have Mr. Bennett. Michael Bennett got suspended the team suspended him for a game because he had philosophical differences with his position coach.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's how he worded it. He could also get cut too. He hasn't been playing much as it is.
That's true.
So
that there's some other news is happening. Alex Smith was throwing, so he's not going to play this year, obviously, but next year.
I mean, why hasn't he been throwing? His leg's the one jacked up, not his arm.
I think it's because he's lucky to be walking.
I think you mean he was like probably taking drops and actually doing throwing off. Because I'm pretty sure like he's been throwing a ball for his dog.
Yes, but I think this isn't a different kind of thing. So it looks like
what about
Emmanuel Sanders is going to play on Thursday. That's good.
What about the Titans? They made a change at quarterback.
And I think that we all knew this was coming. Marcus Mariota got benched. Ryan Tannehill, who's not much better, will be playing. But he did play better than Marcus Mariota against the Broncos. I'm not expecting a lot. But I do think that this definitely gives a bump to guys like Adam Humphries and possibly even Delanie Walker. So
Does it give a bump to
bump
the Chargers defense?
I think the Chargers defense would probably been better off with Mariota, to be honest with you, but yeah.
Mariota, I mean, hadn't turned the ball over. All right, we'll use this as a segue over to our first game that we need to cover, the Tennessee Titans and the Denver Broncos. Seems like a good segue there. Like you already brought up, Marcus Mariota got benched. He threw his first two interceptions in, I believe it's like 8 games. Like he hadn't thrown an interception since last season. Yeah. So he wasn't doing much anyway. He had 63 yards through the air. Woof. And yeah, it wasn't good. Tannehill came in. Tannehill actually got the receivers involved, but wasn't much different. I mean, he had 2 less attempts, completed more of them, but it was still bad.
Yeah, this.
Oh.
Mariota.
All systems go for Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is going to be better this week, I expect. Against this Chargers defense, yeah, but man. Tannehill did get some stuff going, especially, like I said, with Adam Humphries and Delanie Walker. So I like those guys a lot better. Humphries 6 for 47. Delanie Walker got 3 for 43. Those guys are going to get a bump. Now, the question here is Corey Davis and A.J. Brown, right?
I don't know what we can really take away from this game, though, because Mariota threw the ball 18 times. So our numbers on target share might be a little skewed.
That's true. I just expect those guys who are running those shorter routes to get – more play. Humphries and Delanie Walker right now. I don't expect a huge bump for A.J. Brown and for Corey Davis just yet.
Okay. And Corey Davis will probably get a lot of Cameron Hayward, who's the only thing left in the Chargers facility that's not injured.
Sorry, bud. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
But
now let's go over to the more fantasy-relevant side. Let's go over to the Denver Broncos. And Noah Fant doesn't know how to turn around for a ball. And that's how Joe Flacco threw his interception. Because Noah Fant looked back, saw the ball coming, turned and ran forward, hit him in the back and on his helmet, and the defender picked it off his back.
Noah Fant is bad.
He just makes a lot of bad mistakes. And you know what? That's not a bad thing. He's a rookie. I remember Plexico Burris spiking a ball when he wasn't down as a rookie. Rookies make bad plays.
He's so athletically gifted, but my goodness, does he make bad decisions and bad plays. Like, I can't wait for year 3 of Noah Fant, though. I'm very excited about that. Just not right now.
And get a better quarterback. I mean, Joe Flacco's been looking okay. Now, the biggest storyline of this was that Emmanuel Sanders left really early. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank
again.
You.
Emmanuel Sanders left early with a knee injury, I believe it was, right?
Yeah, he did, but he's actually already been upgraded to full as of today on Tuesday. He's practicing.
Do you want to start him? Are you starting
him? Yeah, against his Chiefs defense? Yeah, 100%.
Even though he left early and Cortland Sutton has been taking. I mean, I know it's a Chiefs defense, but
yeah,
I'm worried about him not being healthy. I don't like starting guys on Thursday night and injury concerns.
The guys you really need to start this week, I think, are Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman.
Oh, yeah, because Kansas City cannot start anybody on the ground. And the key to beating them has been control the clock, run the ball. And I like both Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay this week. I could see them both being RB2s and maybe Lindsay RB1.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. He already had a good game. He's been the better running back out of the two. Once again, Royce Freeman's been more involved in the passing game, but Phillip Lindsay, he's got 15 carries to Royce Freeman's 11. He had 70 yards. He was the better back on the ground. He got the touchdown. Like I said, Royce Freeman's just getting really used in that passing game. So Phillip Lindsay and Royce Freeman, I think they're both going to have a pretty big role. And we don't want to dive too much into our Thursday night preview right now, but I think they're going to have a big role this week.
And Cortland Sutton is the number one target there for Joe Flacco. He's the number one guy. So he's, if you're starting a receiver, he wants to be the one you want to start first over Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
All right, let's jump into the rest of these games. We got a little barn burner here. Not really. It's the Niners. It's the Rams.
It's just some bad defense.
Did we cover that game?
No, we didn't
cover that game. No, that was a late game. Yeah, so the Rams came out, and Robert Woods ran for a touchdown. And then they did nothing the rest of the game. Jared Goff may have got you negative points, depending on your scoring format.
He got me 1.1.
Josh, what Yeah. In redraft.
Yep.
Good thing your game was over by then.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Whew. Oh, you're welcome.
Close.
But Jared Goff, is this Jared Goff? Is this the 49ers defense?
I think the biggest problem here is Sean McVay. I don't necessarily think it's Jared Goff. So it's the whole offense, whenever this offense was humming, it revolved around Todd Gurley, right?
Yeah, drop-offs. When you drop the ball, Todd Gurley runs at 65 yards.
Yeah, so it was a lot of this was revolving around Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley's not the same guy right now. He wasn't even playing this week, but without that, you're going to see Jared Goff make mistakes. He's going to make bad plays, and without that play action being such a great thing for him, it's not going to look as bad as this, especially because the 49ers, the Rams couldn't stop him. They just did whatever they really wanted to do. They controlled the clock a lot of the game, and then you saw a lot of three and outs. This Niners defense was good enough because the offense was really one-dimensional.
Do you see Daryl Henderson taking over this job? Because Malcolm Brown's been good spelling Todd Gurley, but I don't think he's a lead back. Daryl Henderson came in. We saw flashes, 22-yard run. He got the one catch. Malcolm Brown didn't even get a target.
He's the better running back out of the two. But remember, they kept Malcolm Brown because they didn't see enough out of Daryl Henderson. And that's why they wanted to bring Malcolm Brown back. But now I'm starting to think that he was more talented anyway. So I think that he's going to end up.
Yes.
It's deeper in the season. He's probably going to be the guy that gets the job.
Okay. And then we talked about Robert Woods. I mean, when your quarterback throws the ball 24 times, only completes 13 of them for 78 yards, your receivers don't look good.
It was a bust for the entire offense across the board.
Yeah, so I'm not even really going to talk about these receivers because, yeah, they were just all bad. Now, I do want to talk about the 49ers side of the ball. Tevin Coleman gets the touchdown, but neither Tevin Coleman or Matt Breida looked good.
No, when you got that big guy named Aaron Donald right there in the middle, that'll slow some things down a little bit.
And we kind of talked about the Kyle Juszczyk being gone, their lead blocker, who they rely heavily on in their run game.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head ahead of time. I didn't think it would be this big of a difference. And I think Kyle Shanahan will end up getting it worked out. And they're still winning, so they're probably not going to freak out too much. But they control the ball a little bit more with some short down passing right here. And your boy, he had a good game.
George Kittle?
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 for 103. Still hasn't gotten the end zone yet, but... Right, I don't think he has gotten the end zone yet.
No, but he's the only...
No, actually, he got the end zone last week.
Yeah, he got the end zone last week. But he's the only pass-catching option you really want in this offense anyway, so...
Yep. And they're not... They're, like you said, they're just trying to control the ball. Garoppolo threw the ball 33 times. He completed 24 of them for 243 yards. So it's about 10 yards of completion. Move the chains. Let's just keep this thing rolling. Jimmy Garoppolo did get a rushing touchdown, a little one-yard sneak there. So if you started him, it probably helped you out.
Yeah, but no one – this was just an ugly game. Really, the only great thing about it was George Kittle.
And then we get to talk about – a good old fat. This one was a barn burner. The Falcons, the Cardinals. Matt Bryant misses the extra point that would have sent it to overtime, cost the Falcons the game.
And he's been so reliable. It's not like he's Kimi Fairbairn this year for whatever reason is throwing up all over the place. Yeah.
So Matt Ryan, Kyler Murray, I know this is a plus matchup for Kyler Murray, but do you like starting Kyler Murray the rest of the season?
Woo! No, I like starting him in plus matchups, like you just said. Kyler Murray looked good in this game.
He plays he's at New York Giants this
week. Fire him up.
So Kyler Murray. Okay. And then Matt Ryan, I think he's a almost set it and forget it. I know they're taking the Rams on this week, but he's got so many weapons.
Well, he's a top five quarterback week in and week out, and he's top five on the season, so you have to start Matt Ryan. It's amazing that you can throw six incompletions the entire game, 356 yards, four touchdowns, and you can still lose that game.
And your running back can catch two touchdown passes, rush for 88 yards, and you lose the game.
You have two receivers over 100 yards.
And your tight end, could be the number one fantasy, almost the number one fantasy tight end.
What do you want to do with that? Like, it's not Matt Ryan's fault.
It's bad defense.
Yeah, in the past, we've been able
But fantasy-wise, this Atlanta team is what we want. It's like last year. Defense is bad. Offense is healthy. Devonta Freeman. I mean, we don't like what he's doing, but man, he is the passing down guy there, and they are throwing the ball.
They're finally starting to give him a little more work and getting Ito's garbage.
All right, so you kind of cut out there, but I'm guessing you were just saying they're giving him more work, and Ito Smith is useless. All right.
Hey, that's exactly what I said, pretty much.
Yeah. And then Austin Hooper. Man. Woo. He has proven us wrong for everything. We were just like, he's just a guy in fantasy. He'll have a couple big games. He's really going crazy. And then Julio's Julio. I mean, he gets his target share. We don't have to worry about it. Calvin Ridley finally got a touchdown. So Calvin Ridley, Mohamed Sanu. Ridley still? Okay.
I mean, unless you're talking about which one I want to throw the ball, if that's the case, it's Sanu for sure.
I see what you did there. And then Arizona side of the ball. Kyler Murray threw for three touchdowns. David Johnson caught a touchdown. So did Chase Edmonds. Are you getting nervous about Chase Edmonds? David Johnson's still a little banged up with that back.
No, and I expect David Johnson to work himself in a little bit more. This was not a game where they needed to run the ball much. They were getting anything they wanted through the air. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald, 69 yards. David Johnson, 68 yards. Damien Bird, 60 yards. And then touchdowns throughout everybody. I mean, they had one, two, three, six receivers over 30 yards receiving. He was spreading the ball around. He did everything that he wanted to do in this matchup. And there was really not a lot of need to run the ball. But, yeah, he wasn't healthy, man. Yeah, he just wasn't healthy, so what are you going to do? I like him a lot in plus matchups, like you said, this week against the Giants. Yeah, this was a good game to watch because there was no defense involved. For fantasy, this was a great game to watch. And I look forward to watching the Cardinals play the Giants again coming forward. So you never know what's going to happen with this. You never know. Brad's over here like freaking out right now because there's freedom flying above our heads. And he can't really talk because he's outside in his studio, and right now I'm the one that's carrying everything, which I'm fine. I'm used to doing that when Eric's around.
All right, real quick, I guess it's not that loud. So Chase Edmonds, they used a lot of two running back sets because Christian Kirk's out. Do you see them going back to more of a traditional four wide receiver set and David Johnson one lone back and Chase Edmonds not being on the field a lot?
Yeah, that's kind of Cliff Kingsbury's calling card, is that air raid type offense. I mean, Kyler Murray threw the ball 37 times in a matchup that he didn't really need to. But like you said, double running back set. They're just going to have to adjust personnel. And it worked for them. They got their first win.
All right. We kind of talked about it in the last show. But the Steelers, Chargers team's banged up, looks bad. But Hunter Henry's back. And oh my God, is he back.
I thought he was limited.
Yeah. I did too. I didn't start him because I was like, well, it's a Sunday night game. He'll be like a last minute scratch. I'm not, got to go Gerald Everett, somebody I know is going to play. And then he just comes out and he balls out of control with 8 catches on 9 targets for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
And it was mostly in the second half.
Yeah, he got the first catch of the game. The first play of the game was to Hunter Henry.
I mean, Phillip had a good game statistically, threw for 320 yards, 2 touchdowns. Both of them were to Hunter Henry. They could not run the ball at all in this game.
And I do want to talk about that. So Melvin Gordon got more work, more snaps. Austin Eckler's not getting it. But Melvin Gordon just doesn't look good. That offensive line's bad. They need to pass the ball, and I think Eckler's the better guy when you're running that kind of offense. But for whatever reason, they don't want to do that with Melvin Gordon. I don't know if they're trying to showcase him to trade him or what they're doing, but it's not looking good. Or they're just proving, like, you're not that good. You're going to sign here for cheaper.
I don't know. Eckler's – in the offense this year, Eckler has definitely looked like the better guy.
And the problem is that they both look bad, and neither one of them are getting enough work to be anything. So you can't – they're almost unstartable. But they are startable just because of the running back situation out there.
The Steelers' defense, I mean, you got to give them credit. They made a concerted effort to shut this running game down. But this two-back system, a lot of times that can work. Like, it works in San Francisco right now. And, you know, when you got a thunder and lightning type situation. But right now, it's not working for the Chargers because these rhythm, they need to get in a rhythm. It's not like a Derrick Henry where he can just kind of come in, bust a big play, and then come back out. No, these guys have to get in a rhythm, and right now they're not being able to do it.
Okay. And then the running backs on the other side of the ball, James Conner came out early, but he balled out of control before he came out. Got you, what, like 30-some fantasy points in PPR there, Josh?
Yeah, half my points.
Benny Snell. Pittsburgh is on a bye next week. Jalen Samuels is going to be out. Is Benny Snell a guy you got to go pick up? James Conner's been banged up the last few weeks. Is he a must-add?
Well, yeah, Jalen Samuels is projected to miss a month. He missed last game, so that was the first one. They're going to have the bye. Benny Snell's a guy that I absolutely want. He's not going to be sitting on the top of your waivers right now because he's on the bye. So maybe you can go out there and scoop him up. Little treat, little fantasy waiver wire treat.
And they're playing very conservative on offense. Juju, what are you doing with Juju rest of the season, Josh?
I'm going to throw up all over Juju is what I'm going to do.
Who has a better rest of the season, Juju or Keenan Allen?
Keenan Allen, 100%.
Okay.
Both of them.
And then this Pittsburgh offense is literally playing super conservative. We're just going to run and run and run and punt and let our defense play amazing. What the hell, Bobby?
They've won 2 in a row.
They have?
So you can't really – I mean, they're trending in the right direction, like my Broncos.
Duck Hodges.
Yeah.
Quack, quack.
Your Chargers, though, are trending in the wrong direction.
Not if we're playing for a better draft pick.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Speaking of which, the Broncos, Drew Locke is able to practice this week, so get ready. Show him.
For what? Him to set the bench behind Flacco?
Yeah, well, things are going to happen, maybe.
He's not taller than Flacco, so he ain't starting. That's what Elway said.
Elway's the worst, dude. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Monday Night Madness game here. I don't know if you heard, but Booger didn't like the referee.
I don't like Booger's announcing, so I don't really care.
You know you don't have to listen to Booger, right? You can listen to the ESPN audio on the radio. Kurt Warner does it.
Oh, that sounds good. I love Kurt Warner.
He's really good. Listen to it one time. You might have a little bit of delay depending on how you're doing picking up the radio. Or you actually might get it ahead of time if you're using Hulu. So, But you can have good old Kurt talk you through it and just mute your TV. Everybody can know that. Kurt's really good. Now, Kerryon Johnson gets a touchdown. He ended up with a decent game. Are you okay with Kerryon? He didn't get the usage that he's got, even though Detroit was leading most of this game.
So, the offensive line, so they have the reverse problem of what Cleveland has. Cleveland's a very good run-blocking offensive line and a poor pass protection line. And it's the exact opposite. They're a great pass protection line, but they're good. And they're just – they cannot block the run. I mean, you watch this game, and a lot of times there's no holes for Kerryon. They're not really doing a lot for him. I mean, 2.6 yards a carry, and it's not like there was anybody else involved. They brought Smooches in there for a little bit, but it's
Kerryon is the guy there. He's the only guy there. So you don't have to worry about him sharing. Kenny Golladay, man, he racked up the yards. But didn't get in the end zone. Marvin Jones probably let you down. TJ Hockenson.
Dropped a touchdown pass. A bad one.
Well, not as bad as Jimmy Graham.
Oh, Jimmy Graham. What an idiot. Now, who was the real star? Who is the real star of this offense, Brad? It was Matt Prater.
Or Mason Crosby. He did a Lambeau leap. So.
And so did the referees. So there's that.
What about Alan Lazard?
Lazard.
You picking him
Alan
up?
Lazard.
You picking him up? Aaron Rodgers fought for him to be in the game. No. And he comes in the game and he just catches a touchdown.
Aaron Rodgers is a douchebag. No, I'm not.
Geronimo's out.
I'm.
I don't see Adams coming back anytime soon. NVS was banged up.
No, don't.
I mean, don't you want Aaron Rodgers' number one target?
We don't know who his number one target is.
If Geronimo and Adams are both out, fire up the Lazard.
It's Lazard, and no, I don't.
Nope, the Lazard.
Okay, all right.
He's the Lazard King.
He's the Lazard King. Yes, I don't want. So that's from that same logic. You're like, well, I want Mercedes Lewis because he caught 2 for 50. No,
they play Oakland this week. Would you start him over? I'm just going down the list real quick. A Miami receiver.
Yes,
against
Brad.
Buffalo.
Would I start Lazard?
Exactly. See, yeah.
If Davante Adams isn't playing, yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm saying. Go pick him up. What's the worst that could happen?
He could never see the field.
Exactly, and then you dump him. But whatever. If they're all banged up and Geronimo, who's got a concussion, and a Monday night concussion, usually doesn't clear up by Sunday.
Oh, it always clears up noon. What do you know about concussions? Have you ever had one?
Nothing. Nothing.
Well, I've had one.
I don't know. I feel like I got one right now.
I had one, and I went back in and played because we didn't know what they were at the time.
So Jamal Williams.
What do you mean to do with this running game? What do you mean to do?
You gonna start him? You gonna start him? Are you starting Jamal Williams over Austin Eckler the rest of the season? Exactly. 1 week ago, that was the craziest thing in the world to say.
No, I'm not starting him. He's had one good game. No, come on.
But his usage rate is better. It's good trending up, but Eckler's just trending down.
That was because Aaron Jones had two boneheaded plays. One, he lost a fumble, and two, he dropped a pass where he was wide open on a 30-yard wheel route where he was going to catch an easy touchdown, and he dropped it. So this was more about Aaron Jones sucking than Jamal Williams being great.
Yeah, all Aaron Rodgers' receivers let him down.
Yeah, well, Aaron Rodgers kind of lets you down. He hasn't been good in 2 or 3 years. So he's gotten progressively worse every year, actually.
Yeah, but he's still a quarterback you want to start in fantasy.
No, he's not.
You might. Yes, he is.
No.
He might not be a top 10, but he's right around there.
Is he?
Yeah. I'm not saying he's worth his draft price, but I still wouldn't mind having him.
Because he is the 12th. Oh, he's 12th overall in 14 or in 4 point per passing touchdown league. So he's barely a QB1. No, I'm not.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But like, what, Kirk Cousins jump him because he had 40 points this week? You know what I'm saying?
He's
like,
cracked 20 points one time all season.
Boom. Roasted.
I don't, that's not a valid argument.
And he plays Oakland this week. So
that doesn't mean anything.
He's going to crack 20 again?
No, he's not. Aaron Rodgers, fantasy-wise, sucks. Even real football, he's not great.
All right. Let's talk about Thursday Night Football, unless you got anything else.
Well, I mean, no, that's pretty much it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I would say Jamal Williams, if somebody dropped him, got to go at him.
I was disappointed with the way this game turned out. I'll say that.
It was a kicker. Mason Crosby won me a game. Did you see our Dynasty League? Mason Crosby won me by that last field goal. I won by 1 point.
Nice, dude.
I know. I'm trying to lose in Dynasty, and my team won't even lose.
I kind of am able – I'm fortunate enough in that league to kind of not watch it a little bit, so.
Yeah, that's not the way in redraft, though, is it? Oh, actually, you're fortunate enough to watch those.
Yeah, I don't have to watch those either because it's normally over by the 1 o'clock game, so.
Yeah, what's this week? All right, Thursday Night Football. Chiefs and Broncos. We already talked about the running backs. We like both the Broncos running backs. What about the Chiefs side of the ball running backs?
I think it's Damian Williams. Yeah, it's Damian Williams, and I don't really see anything that I would want out of LeSean McCoy anymore. He's D-E-D to me. He's dead. Dead.
Well, people out there probably have to start LeSean McCoy this week. Because Nick Chubb's on a bye. Christian McCaffrey's on a bye. James Conner's on a bye. Those are three starting running backs. You got to fill in. You want LeSean McCoy or Frank Gore?
I don't. I'd rather.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd rather have one. I'd rather have McCoy. But
Frank Gore's playing Miami, bud.
Oh, well, oh yeah. Well, I'd rather have Frank Gore. Sure.
Yeah.
And it's back.
But I'm just saying like this. Frank Gore. Well, how about this? LeSean McCoy or Joe Mixon? Joe Mixon's taking on Jacksonville. It's crazy. But you're thinking. You're like LeSean McCoy probably, right?
No, I'd still rather have Joe Mixon. Don't be crazy.
Ugh, I don't know. I might be starting LeSean McCoy over him. Tyreek Hill, who's going to play? We're taking him. I don't think Sammy Watkins is going to play again.
He was practicing.
Do you want to start any of these other? He was limited still, and we'll see. It's a Thursday night game. So do you want to start any of the other receivers? Pringle, Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson. Cutting them all, or are you done with all of them? Now that Tyreek Hill's back, they're gone?
I'm not done with Mecole Hardman yet.
Hold on to him, but the other guys?
Yeah, the other ones, they're DED to me. They're dead.
Okay. And then we got Travis Kelce, obviously starting.
Yeah, of course.
Denver side of the ball. You said you'll start Emmanuel Sanders. I'm not too keen on starting Emmanuel Sanders. If you got better options, I would go with that, but you probably don't this week with this many teams on a bye. Whew. And then we got Noah Fant.
No, come on. Get out of here.
Noah Fant, Trey Burton.
Trey Burton.
The two loves of your life.
Trey Burton.
Trey Burton's playing New Orleans, by the way.
I'd still rather start Trey Burton. Noah Fant has been a huge disappointment. He's a rookie tight end. I mean, what do you expect?
I just wanted to. Oh, also some news. We talked about New England earlier. They re-signed Ben Watson, baby.
Woo! Fire him up.
That two touchdown game is going to happen.
Fire him up.
I don't know when. Defense wise, no defense, right? In this game we're starting?
No, I'm not starting either one of these defenses.
Not even Kansas City's, you don't think? Joe Flacco turned the ball over a couple times?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, like I said, we talked about Lindsey and Freeman, and I want to start both of them.
Yes.
You're going to start Patty Mahomes. You're not going to start Joe Flacco. I don't care, like, ever.
Yeah.
But really, it's going to be Cortland Sutton and these running backs from the Broncos' side of the ball. The defense has gotten better. They've played two good games in a row now, but the competition hasn't been great. I mean, the Chargers did a very Charger thing by losing a very winnable game, and then we played the Titans, so.
And I will say this, Kansas City, the offensive line may be banged up, and you might think you got a chance, but Patrick Mahomes still has a cannon, and you don't want to test
him. No, you don't. There's a cannon.
Especially on a Thursday night game when you have – there's not really actually a whole lot of good defensive matchups this week that are like streamers, like Buffalo, Jacksonville, but they're probably owned. There's really not much streaming option out there. Green Bay against Oakland, but they're probably owned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's just hard because Miami's playing a good defense this week, so you can't just stream the random Miami defense.
So hard. Yeah, I got you.
All right, man. Anything else? Any news we missed? Any last-second news? Alvin Kamara has a shot to play? I don't like those.
Yeah, I don't like that either, especially with Christian McCaffrey being on a bye. That's not good. It does look like the Browns are probably going to get Trent Williams, which will be a good thing for that awful passing attack.
It'll help, but we've seen offensive linemen that get traded midseason not really help as much. Didn't the Texans go out and get that? Who's it, Dwayne Brown?
Well, the Texans went out and they traded Dwayne Brown to Seattle. They went out and got Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, but Dwayne Brown went to Seattle, and he really wasn't that good there. Offensive line units are kind of guys that have to know what each other's going to do. It's not like you can just plug somebody in there.
N'Keal Harry is on practice. How do you feel about N'Keal Harry?
I don't want to pick him up yet. The track record with the Patriots and – I mean, I can see you can pick him up if you want to, but I would rather go pick up a Benny Snell than him. I'd rather go get some of these other guys we talked about. Even a Zay Jones, I'd probably take over him, which we didn't talk about. And did you see my smooth move in a redraft I did?
No, what'd you do?
I had Matt Stafford, who hadn't played on Monday night yet, dropped him for Zay Jones, who was on a bye, so I didn't have to worry about waivers.
Smart. Smart.
That's called roster maneuverability, people.
Hmm. Yeah, well.
Like, if you want to drop Noah Fant, you don't want nobody to get him, drop him right before Thursday night game starts.
That's what I did today.
Yep.
I dropped him, but right, I dropped him today. But, oh, sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
So, unless you have anything, I was going to talk about Cam Newton, unless you had something that was relatable.
No, go ahead. Let's talk about Cam Newton. He's out of the locking boot.
So, do you think he actually gets traded?
No, not this season.
You don't believe so?
What team is going to go out and trade for a, look, was he, 32-year-old quarterback midseason?
He's 30, bro. Is he 30 okay. or 31? He's close to my
age. Either way, he's got the body of a 45-year-old with the hits he's taking.
Well, I mean, Tennessee's in the market for a quarterback. Tampa is in the market for a quarterback. Miami don't.
But midseason, well, they're not going to, okay, so I don't see them trading him to Tampa in the division. Midseason.
Just saying there are plenty of teams that could use him.
Yeah, I don't see them. What do they gain from trading him? They're going to get some draft picks. That doesn't help him out. He's an off-season move because you still want him there to back up Allen in case Allen stumbles.
That's true.
You can't just say, oh, let's just get rid of him. I knew he was MVP. What was it 3 years ago MVP?
Yeah.
Well, and we're not that far removed from it. And if this foot's been a problem for a while, you know.
He's just banged up from carrying that team for years. Just banged up.
Exactly. So I don't see them trading him. I think some teams will be gun shy for trading for an old beat up quarterback after what happened with Andrew Luck all of a sudden on his offseason.
That's true.
He's in a very similar situation. Shoulder injuries, more leg injuries, like.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, I don't think he's going to move either. I agree with that sentiment. I don't know. I don't think he's going to come back and he's going to be starting anytime soon. AJ Green, it looks like he has a chance to play on Sunday.
He does. He was practicing last week. I could see them coming in. They also have a week 9 bye, which means if he's not 100 and they're not winning anything, they might just let him set through the bye week and then just get him some reps at the end of the season. It's something to look at. These teams are tanking.
AJ Green.
About the way they tank. Yeah, with AJ Green. They're not playing for anything. That division is actually not out of reach for them. But last thing I want to say is, like we say every week for Thursday Night Football, take those players in your flex, that Emmanuel Sanders, that Royce Freeman, move them up into the starting running back / wide receiver. I get it. You have to move Michael Thomas down or Zeke down to your flex. Cool. That's fine. It gives you roster flexibility. That's the point of having a flex position, people.
You're really anal about that, aren't you?
I am. I hate when people don't do it. I'm like, ooh.
Nope.
There's so many little things that can make you so much better in fantasy.
I wish my team was still good enough to do that like I did last year.
And you want to talk about a trash trade offer I got yesterday?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I was trying to get Patrick Mahomes in my 2 QB league. I was sending Carry On and first-round picks, Devonta Freeman and first-round picks. He hits me back up. Here's his counter. I give him Nick Chubb. He gives me Jacoby Brissett.
Nailed it.
I said, that's disrespectful.
Hey, Jacoby Brissett's not bad. He's not a bad quarterback.
Yeah, but he's not even a starting quarterback on my team.
Who are your other two quarterbacks?
I don't know. Minshew.
Oh,
Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo.
He's better than Minshew and Garoppolo.
He might be better than them, but not for Nick Chubb.
That's true.
Yeah. Because guess who got highest score and worst manager last week? This guy, because Hunter Henry was on the bench.
There you go.
Thank you, sleeper.
Did you see that? So in our other league, Eric, he took over an orphan team in our Dynasty League, and he got best manager from sleeper, and he scored a total of 84 points.
Oh, best manager just means you have nothing on your bench, which he traded away his future and everything, remember? Because I have his first-round pick, and I am happy with that.
Yeah, poor Eric. That's not going to be good.
Yep. All right. I think that you can send us on home, Joshua.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for our support. Make sure you go check out FSA, FSA-FR.com, and go to their Facebook page at Fantasy Sports Alliance. Brad is going to be at Tack Jones on Twitter, and I'm at FF Josh Hughes. We are at Empty Wagon FF. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Hit us up if you have any questions and see if we have any fun stuff on our social media. Later, guys.
I got highest score, worst manager, biggest blowout, and overachiever. Man, I'm looking good.
Well, there you go.